We're back here on Giants.com with your two-minute drill. He is Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, and the Giants making some roster moves over the last couple of days. And, Paul, let's start with the big one. Jason Pierre-Paul is now the Giants' franchise tag player.
Yeah, so that means they have until July 15th to try to negotiate a long-term extension with him, John. And I think everybody knows that's in the best interest of both the player and the team. And so the Giants are going to do their best to try to do that. And if they can't, well, the worst-case scenario is he plays for the one-year franchise tag, and then they'll have to go through this whole thing again next year.
The bottom line, you can't let a player of that caliber get away.
No, and especially if he's healthy. Because if he is, I think we saw at the end of last season, a healthy JPP is still one of the best pure 4-3 defensive ends in the game.
And the other move the Giants made, decide to let go of J.D. Walton, and that will pave the road for Weston Richburg to be the starting center in 2015.
That is true. He was supposed to be in competition to be the center last year, but because of the injury to Schwartz, they had to shift him out to guard, a position that, you know, he was able to play but really wasn't built to play. Now he'll probably be the starting center going into camp. And Brett Jones, the CFL All-Star center, is probably going to be his backup now. You figure Dallas Reynolds was re-signed. He'd be the third-string center going into camp, and that made Walton expendable.
Paul, appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your Giants.com 2-Minute Drill.